Hey, welcome back to Season 4 of Pigeonhole Hockey, a member of the Hockey Podcast Network. This is Chris and today's co-host, Steve and Sam.
How's it going, hockey fans?
Hope you're having a great day, hockey fans.
And you know us, we don't claim to be hockey experts, but simply overzealous hockey fans that love to play, watch, read, and talk about hockey. Boys, we're in the third episode of a three-part series. We've gone over the top 35 jerseys in the USPHL/NCDC. Episode one, we went from 35 to 21, lots of controversy. And then the most recent episode, we went 20 down to 11. And it couldn't be better without a little bit more controversy, especially right there at the end with the Atlanta Mad Hatters finishing 11th. Much to the delight of you boys, but maybe not so much of me. And let's see where the top 10 takes us. Are we going to have as much controversy? Sam thinks so, because Sam's like a lot of his favorites are already talked about. So we're going to see where people score things.
I mean, my number one and number two are already gone. I'm excited to see where my number three, four, and six end up. But yeah, it should be really interesting. I'm curious to see if there's going to be a jersey that the two of you like that I hated.
Yeah, it's going to be some fun results, I think. Let's break into it because we know we're going to be talking about these jerseys a lot. Let's go to the top 10. Jerseys in the NCDC and USPHL. And at number 10, we're going to the NCDC West, the Mountain Division, the Rock Springs Grizzlies. They finished 10th overall. And this is basically due to Sam's favorite person, Sebastian, who ranked them 9th overall. He was the one that scored them the highest. Well, Sam, I heard your sigh. You ranked them the lowest at 53rd. But the rest of us in the group ranked them in the top 20. With Sebastian, again, ranking them top 10. So, Sam, what don't you like about the jerseys before we talk about why we like them?
I mean, it's a couple of things. Like, one is that the colors are just basically the exact same as the Vancouver Canucks. Two is that, you know, I get it. There's only so many, like, team names and logos you can choose. There's already been the Vancouver Grizzlies. There's the Memphis Grizzlies in basketball, both of those teams still exist. I mean, the Grizzly looks different at least, but it's just like, it just feels like such an exceptionally Vancouver Canucks jersey that I just penalized all the teams that look too similar. Other than a handful of them that I just didn't like, there's just a handful of them that are just too similar to NHL stuff. And so that's why I got a low ranking for me.
Well, you were the lowest by far at 53. I was the next lowest, but still for mine, I was 19th overall with this jersey. For me, it's a top 20 jersey. Basically, for me, the logo wins me out in a situation like this. I like the grizzly coming over the Grizzlies on the jersey. I think the white jerseys actually look pretty decent. And I like the pop of green. It's a little bit different in terms of the things that we generally had out here on the West. My big downfall for them is the blue Grizzlies jersey with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I hate that.
Unoriginal.
Yeah, no, I hate that. And I agree with you on that, Chris.
Yeah, the Rock Springs should just recreate that one next year. That one's a miss.
And the thing about the Grizzly thing, it's fierce, fast. You know, everybody forgets how fast a Grizzly can actually move and how terrifying. Powerful, right? So my only knock on this is get some color in the logo itself. You know, just get like, I would have green menacing eyes, you know, color it in a little bit, you know, it'll be better. And, you know, Sam, we go back and I agree with you on this. Like there's only so many color schemes you can have, right? So it'd be interesting to see, you know, having to go back and compare every team in that division to see who's got the different color schemes, right? And you have to pick something at some point, right? So I think that's unfortunately like a default thing where like, okay, well, red and black are taken. I love those colors. You know, they wanted to do a traditional Boston type of thing. Maybe somebody has that color scheme, right? I did take a few of these things into consideration. I love the way that logo looks. It is sharp. It's fierce.
Yeah.
Just do a little bit more with it.
Yeah, the jersey, the logo is what won me over with this combination. Plus, it's grown on me as the season's gone along because I watch a ton of NCDC Mountain Hockey. So they all scored fairly well for me, even though, well, I can't give stuff away yet. But, you know, there's one or two jerseys in the West that just didn't make it onto the top half of the league. And I'll bring those up maybe towards the end. But it would be a giveaway if I went any sooner. But you guys ready to break into number nine?
Indeed.
All right, number nine, we're going to go to the Great Lakes Division, and it's going to be the Buffalo Stampede. Now, this is where I get the rage on Steve again, who ranked my number two Chicago Cougars 62nd, and he ranks my number three Buffalo Stampede 60th. Now, me and Justin love this jersey, both ranking it third overall. Sebastian gave it 14th and Sam 17th. So no lower than 17th until Steve, who apparently is blind and hates anything with orange and black in it, jumps into the picture. So Steve, before I probably say things I shouldn't, what don't you like about the Stampede jersey, which is wild? I love this jersey. The second I saw it, I fell in love with it. So
what's wrong? I looked at it, I'm like, logo's boring. Don't love the color scheme. So
love the color scheme. Like the
jersey.
Okay. I don't get you. I love the it's so different than I would. It's very, I guess, me because I'm from Buffalo. It's kind of very Buffalo Bandits.
All they had to do to get number one was throw some light blue on his shit, and then you were like, oh yeah, best jersey ever.
Is my number one jersey? I'm thinking, is my, oh yeah, my number one jersey does have, okay. Anyway, yeah, so the Stampede. I love this jersey. I think it's a very Buffalo Bandits-esque. I think it's, I love the colors. I love the logo. I thought the way they handled the Buffalo logo on front was incredible. I love the pop of orange on the white jerseys, on the lettering on the back. And dude, I love the whole combo. I think you're insane. I actually already have a Buffalo Stampede jersey at my dad's house in Buffalo that eventually I can get. It's one of the Buffalo Wings, one they did last year. And I really want one of these main ones. So I think it's incredible. Now, Justin also loved it. So Justin apparently does have good taste on this. Steve is crazy. And then another opinion, I suppose, is Sam, you ranked it very high as well at 17th. But you're the second lowest person on the ranking for it. Well, what do you like about the jersey?
I like the color scheme. That's kind of the main thing for me. I think that the logo, it's different than how you usually see Buffalo's portrayed in on jerseys, whether it's Colorado or the Buffalo Bills or any other teams that I can't be naming, that I can't think of at the moment. But I think that it's unique enough that it deserves to definitely be in the top 20. I actually moved it up a little bit since we've started today, but I just really like the color scheme because of how unique it is with the black and the like weird blue. I don't even know what to call that color. And then the light orange, but you pointing out the numbers on the back of the white jersey, that pops. That's yeah. Very cool. And I did not realize that until now, but I just think that overall it's a nice jersey.
Yeah, I think it's a great jersey. I don't know about the blue. I think it's gray is maybe what you're seeing there.
It might, yeah, it might be. I mean, I could definitely, yeah. I wear glasses, so I might be colorblind. We'll see.
I mean, I could be wrong too. I'm not saying I'm 100% correct, but I'm pretty confident saying it's gray. But Buffalo, correct us and send me a jersey. And then we're going to move in then to number eight, since Steve is crazy. But Steve loves this one, so Steve isn't as crazy on this one. It's going to be from the NCD Mountain Division, the Ogden Mustangs, the team that got me into junior hockey and probably the whole reason this, at this point this podcast exists and talks mostly about junior hockey, is the Ogden Mustangs. Now, Steve ranked at the highest out of the entire group, ranking it third overall, and Sebastian and Justin, surprising right here, Justin, were tied at the lowest at 21st, but they both just ranked it outside the top 20, but still very high ranked for the jersey. So overall, it finishes eighth. I gave it 18th, and Sam gave it 18th. So, Steve, you love the Ogden Mustangs logo. Tell us a little bit about it.
Really sharp logo. Love that. You know, I love the red color scheme. Not the hugest fan of the, you know, vertical stripes on the shoulders, but it's different. It catches your eye. I'm just a big fan of this jersey overall. And the white one is just as good, in my opinion. Like, they're both equally good. You know, when they switched it on up, they did a little bit different with the color scheme on the white jersey, right? So it's really sharp looking jersey, and there's a ton they can do with it.
Yeah, I think she's a stunner. I mean, this is, again, the team that got me into junior hockey when they were in the WSHL. I actually like the shoulder striping. It makes it different. It makes it stand out. I think it's one of the things that help make it stand out. And we can't right now talk about the Ogden Mustangs without giving a little bit of a shout out. I know it's by the time listeners hear this, it's been several weeks, but the Brizzy. I just did what the commentator tried not to do last night. Vladislav Pizgalov playing up here on Vancouver Island now with the Alberni Valley Bulldogs. Just watched his first start last night, played great. One goal where I was like, oof, we've all been there, kid. But, you know, it happens to us all as goalies. We love the position. You know, it's great seeing him up here and being on the NHL ranking list. And it's cool. It's cool. I hopefully try to get to one of the games, but they don't come down to Victoria. I'm going to kind of figure out maybe go to Cowichan for the game they go down there. But these are – I love these jerseys. I think when they switched to this color scheme and got away from that blue and kind of had a blue and grayish before that I don't think was great. This kind of Washington Capitals-esque look here, I think, is great. Sam, any thoughts on the Mustangs jersey before we move to seven?
Here, I'm just going to quickly interject here. I'm wiping out that Washington Capitals-esque comment out of my head here because that will make me drop the ranking. But Sam, go ahead.
I love my Caps.
I think that it is a good jersey. I think it's a solid one. I think it does. That's why I have it in my top 20. I think that the main knock against it for me is the amount of stripes and where they are. Like, I think there's too many stripes at the bottom on the shirt. I also just realized that the stripes on the socks are a little bit weird for me and off-putting. But the shoulder ones are the real just like, what are we doing up here? But I think that the color scheme and the logo are enough to offset that. And it is unique, like you guys said. I just think that that's why I don't put it in my top 10 or top 15.
All right. I mean, like I said, I love this team, but I would say like everything about it, except for the logo for me. The logo is its big downfall that drops at the 18th for me. I love the team, but I think our logo could always somewhat be improved. I'm not going to be the guy that does that. I don't think they should change it. But the logo is my biggest holdout against the Mustangs. But eighth overall, not too shabby. Let's move on to seventh. And at seventh, we're going to go to the Midwest West, or as I like to call the North Division, the Dells Ducks. So this one ranked so high as Sebastian gave it a second overall. This is his second favorite jersey in the USPHL and NCDC. And the lowest rank was Justin, who gave it a 27th, the two people that aren't on this episode. But again, 27th is still fairly high. Steve, Sam, you guys were middle of the pack, but still top 20s. Steve, you gave it a 20th and Sam a 22nd. And I gave it a 12th overall. I think this jersey is a beaut. Not quite top 10, but it earns its seventh place. And you know what? I guess since I'm the highest one on this one, I guess highest ranked one on this episode, I will say what really wins me over is not so much the green jersey. I don't like the green one at all. I really, really like the white jersey and kind of the purple jersey with just a duck head through the D. That one's cool. I'd be very happy if that was a regular jersey, but I really love the white jersey with the duck biting through the stick. And I think the logo's just much too small. I think it could be just a little bit bigger. And just a little bit more character with the striping, it would be a top 10 easily. But I think it's a beautiful color scheme, beautiful logo, really, really cool.
I prefer the purple one with the D. I like that one. Again, I'm not a huge fan of the giant stripes at the bottom of a jersey. It just doesn't do it for me. But colors are good, clean-looking logo. And I agree with you, they got to do a little bit more on the white jersey with the duck itself, just do something more to make that pop.
It's missing a little something.
Yeah.
I think like it's definitely a nod to the original or the Mighty Ducks jerseys, obviously. But it's also different enough that it deserves to be recognized. And I think like it's a way better logo than the Anaheim Ducks the Anaheim Ducks currently have. But I just think that like there's just a little bit. It's just not as, I don't know, it just doesn't pop enough for some reason for me, which is why I had it like in the high, in the top half for sure, in the 20s. But I like it. It's just not one of my favorites, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those jerseys you'll tolerate. It's in the top half of the tolerated jerseys, but not one you're like, wow, I want to go out and get.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Let's then move into number six, as we're quickly approaching the number five spot. But let's go into number six, and that's going to come right back out here to the West in the Northwest Division, the Vernal Oilers. This jersey, Sebastian had it ranked the highest, where I had it ranked the lowest. Sebastian ranked it fourth overall, and I had it ranked in the top half of the league, but I was the lowest score at 31st overall. So I will say the reason I kind of gave it 31st overall is I just think the term, and this could fall with both the Roughnecks and the Oilers, I just think the terms are just at this point overused in sports. And I think there's a lot of things they could do outside of the Oilers and Roughnecks that would be more interesting. But I mean, it does probably easily define the Vernal area and everything, but I don't know. That's a big downfall for me. I like the color scheme. I think the logo is actually well done. It's just Oilers. It's just, we've done that. And I know, like you guys said, there's only so many things these teams can pick from. And I would say they're top half of the league. They're good looking jerseys. They're just not my favorite.
I think the logo is kind of what sells me on it, is because, like, obviously the color scheme is, you know, exactly the Edmonton Oilers pretty much. But I think that the logo itself, with the mountains and the oil rig in the middle, just sets it apart from a lot of these other jerseys I was ranking. And yeah. I already like the color scheme enough with, you know, blue, orange, and white. So it's just that logo itself was what propelled it into the top 15 for me.
Yep. I don't even have to add to that, Sam. I agree.
Yeah, you both had a top 15. I'll say that Sebastian had it the highest at fourth. Justin placed it fifth. Sam, you had a 12th. And Steve, you had a 14th. So you guys all placed the top 15. And I was the outlier there. And, you know, I had him 31st.
That's still pretty good.
It is. I mean, it's top half of the league. I mean, they're good looking jerseys. I'd be happy to wear them. I just think that Oilers is just overused. And again, there's only so many color schemes. I actually don't mind them using the Oilers colors for an Oilers jersey. And I really think the different jerseys that they released this year were kind of cool. They kind of switched things up, and much like Rogue Valley, they kind of did some minor rebranding in terms of like developing different types of jerseys. And I like that. But I just think the term Oilers is just well overused. And you know what? I think it's time to break into the top five. So here we go. This has been the moment. I mean, top 10 has been a big deal, but top five is what I think we're all trying to figure out who's going to be who. So let's move on to number five. From the Northwest Division, we're going to stay right there, the Seattle Totems. This jersey is pretty well loved, and this, in fact, is Sebastian's favorite overall jersey in the USPHL NCDC. Oh. And the lowest ranking went to, weirdly, and very low ranking, well, lower than half of the league, was Justin, giving it 37th. I wish Justin was here to justify the hatred for this jersey, because the rest of us really like it, because only Sam was the next lowest at 15th. Me and Steve, I had a top five. I had it fifth overall, so booyah, it's perfect. And then Steve had it eighth overall. So I guess I'm the highest on this one. I'll say why I like this one, and I think it's just clean. It's a clean-looking, sick jersey. I've liked it since the USPHL merged with them. I'm not sure if they were – I think they were a pre-existing team under a different league before. I love the look of this jersey. I love the clean lines, the green and the white. I don't think there's anything too overdone, too underdone. The logo's perfect size. It's a super cool logo. I think the lettering's done well. I think I'm trying to think of something I would switch on it, and I think the only thing I would tweak would make this jersey even better than fifth place overall for me is the nameplates. Swap them. Swap the white nameplate with the green lettering onto the green jersey and vice versa. I think that would be over the top for me. I think that would be sick. So Steve, you're next up on this jersey, because you had it ranked eighth overall. What do you think of it?
It's just a really sharp original logo. So that's what got it for me. And again, it's a clean, like you said, a clean looking jersey. I would actually, to make it look better, I would have an Indigenous artist come up with the drawing of the A and the lettering on the back, the numbers of the jersey. Because that would make it out friggin' standing.
That's an awesome idea.
Well, I'll show you something that I had. I had an Indigenous artist do Montreal Canadiens logo and the Coyotes one, you know, and they drew them up different. and it looked really cool. So if you can incorporate that.
You've had those for a couple of years though, haven't you?
Oh yeah, several years now.
Yeah, you've shown them to me before. Those are sick.
Yeah, so really do cool. That with the lettering. Can you imagine, you know, incorporating more native art into the number itself?
Oh,
like that would just be, it yeah. would be epic. Like that would be a jersey. I'd be like, okay, I've got to own that jersey. That's amazing.
NHL fans would go nuts over this jersey too, because Totems was one of the leading names that they're going to go. I'm very happy with it. Went with the Kraken. I think that was the best way to go. But I mean, this has always been a popular kind of option up there in Seattle. And I think that they should, I think your idea is really cool. Sam, you also had it ranked really high at 15th. So what landed this in the top 15 for you?
I think that the logo itself is very nice. I like the white jerseys a lot. I mean, I don't know how it would look if you swapped, you know, the lettering and the, you know, the nameplate with the colors. But I just think like it's actually just too much green for me on the green jersey. I've only seen them on the road, you know, this year. So they've always been wearing those white jerseys for me. But I just think it's a really clean logo. It's a really nice jersey, and it's definitely deserving of top 15 for me personally. I just think that my only knock against it was just the green jersey is just too much green for me. It's just what
you
just
want to do. Like, what do you think it'd be look better if they went from green pants to white pants and then just kept the white look on the white pants as well? Or would that be too much white?
Yeah, it's tough to find that balance when you've only got really the two colors for the most part that you're working with. So that might be something difficult that they have to, if they want to think about it, of course. I have no say about it, but it'll be tough to see if they want to at all introduce a third color anywhere. But I think they have to find a balance, you know.
Is great.
No, I agree with Sam. Like, they can do something to sharpen it. Like, they could actually make it, you know, the circle crest idea. They could actually do that a bit for the green jersey, you know.
Oh, maybe.
You know, outline it and then have the team name in that circle crest and then the green logo right in the middle. They could switch it up a bit that way. But this is one of the jerseys that I look at and say, it's almost like the Sasquatch to me. I like the way it looked. Like, I know we had this people that disagreed on it, but they can do a lot more with it and make it look, you know, even better, right? They can make the official circle crest or a different shape crest jersey and make it pop. But like I said, if they do some indigenous art and the numbers, watch the hell out. I think that would catapult it to number one for me.
Yeah, I'd be very happy to wear this jersey. I think I'll keep doing my pitch, Seattle. Hey, send me one. But no, I think what Steve was talking about, listeners, if you listen back to the previous episode, the 18th ranked jersey was the Minnesota Squatch. So that's the one he was referencing. Go back and give it a listen to that one if you haven't done so already. But yeah, I mean, those little tweaks in jerseys sometimes just help take them over the edge. So let's move on then to number four. Are we ready, boys? If you don't like green, you're going to hate it. It's the Fresno Monsters. So this jersey is incredible. I've been a fan of this jersey basically since the first time I ever saw it. I love the logo. I love the color scheme. Now, I was the highest scoring person for this jersey. I ranked it fourth overall, and it finished fourth. I'm on a good spot right here. I mean, you guys kind of slaughtered a couple of my jerseys there, but fourth and fifth were pretty good. Justin ranked it the lowest, and that wasn't very low, but at 18th. So this jersey's done very well overall. Sam gave it 16th, Sebastian 8th, and Steve, you gave it 15th. So since I was, again, the highest score on this jersey, I'll say I think the logo does it for me. I like the color scheme combined with the logo. I like the pants with the black matched by the white, matched by the black back to the green, back with the white lettering. I like the shoulder crests with the claw coming out. I think overall, every one of their jerseys is clean. The green Fresno jersey is a little bit boring when it just says Fresno.
Yeah.
But their white and black jerseys, I think you guys are right. I think that style jersey in the NHL and in hockey overall is just overdone. And we just.
I never liked it to begin with, right? It's just boring. It's just somebody that's just given up on trying to design something and wants something over and done with quickly, in my opinion. Like, come on. Do something. Like, again, if you had put, again, that circle crest in the back of Fresno over top, you know, just put the claws back there, it may look cool with an overlap. But, you know, I do like the circle. Like, I like the circle, like the emblem. like that a lot on the white and the black jersey. Just never a fan of just the lettering, you know, on the front of a jersey.
That's kind of the main reason that I put them so low. I think that in the moment right now, I do actually.
Well, 16th isn't that low, but yeah, I mean, it's in your top 20.
Yeah. It was just in the moment for me looking at it. I think I actually like the logo of the claw better than the Totems one, which I had them, you know, like basically almost at the same spot. It's just that the Fresno jersey, the middle one, the green one, that one just, you know, doesn't do it for me. So that's probably the reason that I put them a little bit lower than Seattle. But generally, like, yeah, it's a very cool logo. There's a lot of stripes, certainly. I'm not sure what's happening on the back of that white jersey.
I love it.
Sponsor, maybe, but.
Oh, yeah. Sponsors are on the back of a lot of these junior jerseys. So we won't name the sponsor, but it's there.
Interesting. Yeah. But I think that overall, yes, it's deserving of being a good jersey.
Yeah, I think it earns its spot. It's never far from the top. I think it's won it in previous years. It's a gorgeous jersey. Let's move on to number three. Boys ready? Number three.
Waiting for the reveal.
Cool. It's going to be from the North Division, or I'm sorry, the Midwest was, but it's the North Division. The Minnesota Moose. This jersey was pretty much loved by all of us, except, again, their lowest score was Sebastian, who gave him a 26.
It's not a bad score, but I always laugh at it. And the lowest score was
Sebastian.
But for Justin, it was his number one overall ranked jersey. So this is Justin's favorite jersey in the USPHL NCDC. The rest of us were also very high on it. Sam gave it a 4th overall, Steve a 5th overall, and me an 11th overall. Just finished outside my top 10.
Chris, look at all that baby blue in there, dude.
I know. There's so much baby blue.
Look at the name crest on the back of the
logo. I know. It has so much love about it. But when I, like I said, I had to look at my scores because honestly, if I do my scoring day to day, it's going to change. So I did it once and left it and stuck with it, especially because I wasn't trying to redo the scoring system. But no, I love these jerseys last year. I think they ranked really, really high for me. I don't think they might have won. I'll have to look. I have to listen back to an old episode so I don't prove myself a liar. But these are gorgeous jerseys. They finished 11th for me. I think the downfall for me is the white jersey. I do love the baby blue jersey, and I don't think the white has enough of it. So there.
I think that the contrast of the white jersey kind of makes the blue jersey pop. Like, I think that it makes them different enough. I'm just excited because for a second there, I was like, man, I don't have any of these top five, and a lot of these not in the top 10 are not where I put them. But Minnesota being 3rd overall, where I had them 4th, perfect, exactly what I was hoping for. I think the logo is sick. The logo is very, very fearsome, very unique. And I think that the stripes are different enough where it's like, it's not too much, you know, so they didn't overdo it with that. And I think that the white jersey is different enough that I like, I just like everything about this one.
Yeah. I love the logo. Love the little trees in the background of the Angry Moose. And for those who haven't seen a moose up close, go see one. They're pretty magnificent. So love this jersey. Really like the baby blue ones. Like I said, I'm shocked that Chris didn't have this number two, but hey.
Hey, it finished overall in this group at number three, so my 11th works out for it. I do like the baby blue jerseys back with the red nameplate with the white lettering. Oh, that just pops. I mean, there's so much to love about this jersey. And I'd say the number two jersey, I love it. A lot. You guys might have shamed my 2nd overall jersey, the Chicago Cougars, the 34th, Steve, and my 3rd overall jersey, the Buffalo Stampede, falling to 9th. But my number one jersey finishes number two, and that's going to be the NCDC's Mountain Division's Provo Predators. This jersey is fire. I love everything about this jersey. It's almost impossible for me to find a fault with it. I think it's gorgeous. I ranked it the highest at number one. And Sam ranked it the lowest at 19th, but again, still a top 20 finish. Sebastian gave it 18th. Steve, you gave it 7th. And Justin, the Weber State broadcaster, gave it 2nd overall. So he also very much loves it. But I mean, two top fives, a top 10, and then two top 20s. Since it's my favorite jersey, I'm going to keep talking about it. I think I love it. I love their step away. Last year, they kind of had the Tampa Bay Lightning colors going for them, which was fine. It was a definitely anything was better than the previous organization's Provo River Blades, which were the, some of the ugliest things I've ever seen in hockey. So this rebrand was already a breath of fresh air. And then what they did to him this year, whoever did it, whether it was new ownership or the GM, Nick Dreyer, or whoever decided to do whatever this is, well done. I want one. I'll just make a picture, guys. I'll send you my address. But I think this thing's stunning. I want one of these jerseys so bad. They're gorgeous. There's nothing wrong with them. I mean, I could just keep saying that, but Steve, Sam, someone who can articulate, what do you think of these jerseys?
It's a nice, sharp logo, right? It pops. The contrast of the white, you know, with the blue highlights around the logo itself on the deep blue jersey is nice. The away jersey is different, right? It's two-tiered. So it's decent. It's a different enough change on that one. So I like the lettering on the back as well. So it's a nice jersey.
I had it the lowest, which was still obviously very good. I think like it's unique enough, you know, with the team name Predators, right? You know, you were obviously not wanting to look like Nashville, but it doesn't. It has different aspects about it with the teeth and just the look of the cat and stuff like that. So I did like it. I just think that the color scheme itself just kind of doesn't pop for me, you know, with just kind of just blue and white. I realize on the away one that the gray aspect of it, I think actually helps it pop a little bit better. But I still think it's a good jersey. I think it's solid. It just doesn't get into the top five or top 10 for me.
Yeah, she's a beaut. She's my favorite. I want one of these jerseys. But gents, number one overall, what did we all think?
Come on.
After all the scoring, who edged out Provo for the win? You guys ready for it?
Please be
listeners the right ready one. For it? It's going to be from the NCDC's Mountain Division, what? So we're staying right there. It's going to be the Pueblo Bulls. So this jersey ranked no lower than 17th with one vote of Justin. Everyone else had it top 10 or top 5. So Justin gave it 17th overall. The next lowest score was Sam at 10th. And then me and Sebastian ranked at 6th overall. And Steve, you ranked at 4th overall. So tell us, why is this Pueblo jersey just...
So if you listeners definitely go check out the jersey, the one on the far right is just
the red jersey with the, so basically it's a, you have to look it up, but it's, if you're not watching it on a video, it's a red jersey with the bull logo, which the bull logo is just sick with the black shoulders and the white lettering. And yeah, go for it, Steve.
Yeah. It's just, that just looks fierce. So if you've got this on the ice, that red jersey, it's popping. The only thing I would do different if I was these guys is I wouldn't have the black helmet. I'd have a deep red. I think that would look badass with a deep red, you know, pants on it. That's how I would switch that up. But, you know, all three of the jerseys, that logo really pops on it. That is a really distinctive, you know, fierce looking logo. So, yeah, it's a really solid jersey.
Sam, 10th overall.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. The logo itself, badass. I'm not going to argue with that. Like, very cool logo. I think there's just a little bit too much happening on the shoulder and the stuff next to the C, and just like there's just a few.
Most too many fifth anniversary jerseys, or is that a 10? It should be fifth, right?
Yeah, that'll be fifth.
That's the B.
Yeah, B is 5.
Okay, that's what. Yeah, that is.
That's a temporary for this year. The
X is 10. Oh.
That I didn't mean. But oh, wow. It's just, I don't know. I mean, like, I think that the jersey's nice. I'm a little surprised that it's number one for across all of us. But I mean, I had my top 10. I liked it. I'm just a little bummed that I was like, my third and my sixth didn't even finish anywhere in these rankings at all. So
let's talk about that. I kept that little special space there. Congratulations.
Well, here, let me add one more thing.
Congratulations to number one. We can get back to that, Chris.
Yeah, but let me throw this in here about this jersey though. You see how menacing that red looks? Yeah. If they could figure out like a fire type of pattern in the background of it, you know, where it's not just a solid red, but it goes like red, black, you know, little hints of yellow or orange in there. God, dude, I would just, that would be it. I'd be like, that is just amazing.
That would be sick.
Yeah. So those are just like, you know, it's, if you go back and look at that, the Eagles jersey, the one where, you know, it had that color scheme and it just had the name of the team across, right? We're like, well, Sam, you like the background of that, right? The back part of that jersey. Looking at that, if they could figure out how to do that on this one, dear God, I'd lose my mind.
Do you think it would make any more, like, I don't know how you would do it and not have it be too big, but what if the bull had like smoke coming out of its nose?
That's fine.
I think it's great. I think this is.
Yeah. Or do you think it's fine how it is?
Great the way it is.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, my opinion, and plus, I mean, going into Pueblo and playing, that's an atmosphere right there. Those fans are nuts. Yeah, it's a fierce jersey for a fierce fan base. They got a team store outside the arena. And if you guys haven't heard the episode from Ryan Henry, goalie for the Provo Predators, give a listen to that. He talks about what it's like to play in Pueblo. It's and also listen to the episode with Jack Sundhall. He used to play for Pueblo, and this season he's with the Chicago Crush. Listen to that episode. He'll talk about what it's like in Pueblo. They've done it right down there in Pueblo. At the current recording of this episode, they're a couple points out of a playoff position because it's Sunday, February 18th. But a couple wins this weekend over the Rock Springs Grizzlies, and they're right back on track. So it's a fierce fan base, fierce jersey, number one overall. Congratulations, Pueblo. Let's talk about some misses. Now, I'm not going to name a lot of these in particular, but there are seven jerseys in particular that we all hated because none of them finished in any of our scorings in the top half. We won't go there. What we're going to talk about is the Shuns. And since Sam's on this, we're going to finish with Sam Shuns. So in terms of completely shunned, the lowest shun I think here was Sebastian's, which Sebastian shunned enough teams that he deserved it. But he had his third ranked overall jersey finished 48th with the Florida Eels.
What?
None of us. Oh my God.
You guys are looking up the jersey now.
No, I don't have to look up the jersey. I already made the comment on that one going like, did you put any effort into this?
There's no logo. There's no logo. Like, what is that?
It's a top half. It's a top half of the league. No. I finished at 27th, but the rest of you hated it.
It's awful.
Yeah, that's just like I said. There's zero effort put into that one. So, yeah.
Oh, Sebastian loves it. Too bad Sebastian isn't here to comment on that. The next shun goes to Justin. Justin's Bakersfield Roughnecks, which we're big fans of Bakersfield Roughnecks. So no hate thrown at Bakersfield here. We've had them on this podcast, and they're just great people, and it's a great organization. Justin finished that one 10th overall, and the rest of us were, so close in the ranking, and it finished damn near its spot to the rank. It finished 42nd overall, but we all ranked it 42nd to 46th.
Like, it's ironic because we like the Oilers jerseys, and we also like the logo of the Casper Roughnecks.
You combine the two, like, you guys didn't like it.
Yeah, it's odd. Like, I think that I might have been a little too harsh on that one because I think I do like it a little bit more now that I look at it. It probably still wouldn't make my top 20, but I think it just that's so funny that one ended up where it did, considering that we liked those other two aspects of it.
So when it comes to me, like Oilers and Roughneck stuff, I'm just like, I just think a lot of times are, you know, maybe thinking Rough Riders too. I'm thinking of whatever, Canada. but yeah, I think that was the next shun. And I think the shun after that, I think the final two shuns are to Sam here. So Sam, you were shunned. Your sixth overall team, the Motor City Gamblers, finished 39.
I just think like it's a very like part of my reason for a lot of these top logos or top teams, excuse me, was the logo. Like if it's unique, if it's something that I've never seen because I don't get the chance to watch a lot of these teams, like that was a big reason for me putting some of these as high as I did. I realized that on the black and like those last two jerseys on the right, the little stripes on the side kind of reminds me of like Lions or Tigers or whatever, but that's exactly. But I think I might have like been a little high on that one, but I think I think that it was deserving of being more recognized with the uniqueness of it.
Yeah, most of us finished it in like in that, like Sebastian also really liked it. He gave it a top 20, but the other three of us wasn't hated, but it was just like in that weird middle pack where if I had to choose the 30th jersey over the 50th jersey, that's kind of where Motor City ended up on the back end of that.
I get that.
Yeah, it looks like an angry guy with a mullet to me.
It's a lion.
Well, we do it two more shuns because Steve has a shun. So I'm actually going to skip ahead to Steve's shun and come back to you, Sam.
That's fair.
Steve, you had a shunned number 10 team for you. It was the Utica Junior Comets. They finished 36 just on the outside of these recordings. What did you really like?
I like the, again, I love the red black combos. Love it in white. Love the crest look to it. Love how the puck is the comet traveling through with a little bit of stars. So yeah, it's a nice, to me, it's a nice jersey. I really like the red ones. The red ones are just badass to me, but that's okay. You guys don't have taste.
All right. And then the final shun that finished just behind Utica in 37th was the Jersey Hitmen. And that was Sam's third favorite jersey. And Steve, you liked it a lot too. You finished the top 20. So what did you guys like about this? And I know the baby blue, but I can't stand the logo personally. Don't start with me, boys.
Yeah, it's let me so take cool. a look. I got to pull them on up here.
But go ahead and talk about it, Sam. It was your third overall jersey, and it didn't even make the top 35.
I know. When you were trying to do that reveal at number one, I was like, maybe it's jersey. Maybe they liked it too. I didn't have high hopes for that. But I just think that the logo itself is sick. Like, it's very unique. I know that, it's just like a – dude in a tux or suit of some kind with his hockey stick. And I don't know. I just thought it was very unique. I liked it a lot. I know that the stripes are a little bit, they might be a little bit much, but the color scheme plus the logo is what really sold it for me. I had never seen that jersey before, never seen this kind of logo before. And yeah, that one hurts a little bit.
a little bit of a shock to you. I'm still trying to find the jersey here. Dear God. Oh. Pete's sakes, I probably
look for the baby blue jersey.
That's not going to help.
Look for the baby blue jersey.
Yes, there's 75 of those.
Exactly it. Yeah, it's a cool, unique looking logo. I agree with Sam on that one. Different than the Calgary Hitmen one, of course, right? So not a huge fan of the striping down the arms, but you know, I do like an original logo and you know, jersey giving a nod to the good old mafia, his great culture history. I don't know if you really want to call it that, but of the New York, New Jersey era. So yeah, it's true to the area, popular Sopranos type of theme, right? So yeah, it's interesting. It's unique.
I didn't know I didn't scroll it up here on the screen for you guys, but I realized I could have done that now after we got to the final one. But yeah, I like the colors a lot, but the logo just kills me. And yeah, that's kind of where we finished this. So it's been fun. It's been a fun three episodes and a fun several hours for us on this, but you listeners had to break this up for a couple weeks here. But we hope you enjoyed these USPHL NCDC jersey rankings. We want to thank all of your listeners for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on social media to stay up to date. This was the Pigeon Hockey Podcast with Chris, Steve, and Sam.
Have a great one, hockey fans.
Take care, hockey fans.
And remember, listeners, always clear your crease.